Yom Kippur is a hard act to follow. But the Torah gives us sukkahs to follow on Yom Kippur. And our Chazal tell us, our rabbis tell us, that sukkahs is even better in some respects than Yom Kippur. Because on Yom Kippur, when we do tshuva meyira. That means we're doing it out of fear, miyichya, miyomus. You know, we have a tremendous fear. But when it comes to sukkahs, and we go and put our whole body into the sukkah. Sukkahs is one of the few mitzvahs that you can do with your whole body. You know, going to the mikveh, you do with your whole body. Going to the sukkah, you do with your whole body. So you have a chance to do something. And when you're doing something, that shows love. That's a tshuva me'av, a tshuva out of love. Great. Most of us, many of us here in the school, we're learning Masechta Sukkah. I'd like to go through just a little bit from the beginning and see where it leads us. What does the Mishnah say? Sukkah, shehi gavoa lemaala meyasim ama. If a sukkah is higher than what? 20 amas. What is it then? Psula. So the Gemara brings down from the Gemara in Erevin, Mavui, if you have an alleyway and you want to put up an Erev, shehi gavoa lemaala meyasim ama, it's higher than 20 amas. What does the din say?
Lower it.
You might. You lower it, right? So what's the Gemara's first question? Why is it by Mishna, why is it by Sukkah that it says Psula, and by Mavui it says Toni Takanta? It says what? A corrective measure. So what's the first answer of the Gemara on that? What does the Gemara answer? Because Sukkah de Oraisa, Sukkah is the Oraisa, Toni Psula. While Mavui, which is the Rabbanan, Tani Takanta, right? Right? By the Rabbanan, it gives you a corrective measure. So Tosfos, the first Tosfos on the top, asks a question. It says, wait a minute. Let's go ahead to Lamed Beis, Lulav HaGozel. Over there, it speaks about one of the Arba Minim, and one of them is the Hadas. And it says, Anov of Meruba Me Olav. If the berries in a hadas, if you've ever seen a hadas grow, the hadasim grow many times. It has white or red berries growing on it. They call it anovim, like grapes. So if the grapes or the berries are more than the leaves, what do?
You have to pluck them off.
You pluck them off. You might. You take them off. You can take them off. Now, wait a minute. Tosfos is asking a question. Is a hadas the rabbanan or is a hadas the oraisa? Is the Oraisa. And yet, even though the Hadas is the Oraisa, it says you have a corrective measure. What could you do? Take off the berries. So what? Why is it that in the Gemara, when it said that you can lower down a Mavui, is because it's the Rabbanan, but the Oraisa, you can't say lower down. That's not true. When it comes to the Hadas, it says lower it down, meaning take off the berries. So it gave you a Takana. It gave you a way to fix it. Why are you answering me and telling me that by a d'oraisa it said puzzle, but by a d'rabbanan it gives you a corrective measure? It's not so. Even by a d'oraisa we have a corrective measure. Because when the hadas, which is the oraisa, has too many berries, all you got to do is take off the berries. So why didn't the Gemara use that comparison? So Tosfos gives two answers. The first answer, it says, is because a mavui and a sukkah are very much in common. They have a lot in common. Both of them have to do with the height. So therefore, by one it said psula, the other one it said miyata. But I want to focus on the second answer. The second answer of Tosfos is, it had to give you a corrective measure by the hadas. Why? Because it grows that way. You would think that since it grew that way, there's no way to fix it. If something grows that way, you would say it can't be fixed. Consequently, the Gemara had to let us know, the Mishnah had to let us know, that even if it grows that way, it can be corrected. Do you hear what Tosfos is saying? that even if something grows a certain way, it can make corrections. You can fix it up. Even if something was given to us by birth, we have a limited amount of brains. Maybe we weren't born with every skill that we'd like. Maybe we weren't given enough of a good beginning for one reason or another. Or maybe we think to ourselves, listen, I'm just not cut out for this. I wasn't born with the ability to learn. I wasn't born with the ability to grow. I wasn't born with the ability to be a better Jew. I'm like the hadas with the berries. I was born that way. So along comes the Mishnah and says, no, you can fix it up. You can correct it. You can make life better. Just like you can make the hadas better, you can grow and make yourself better. You got to pick off the berries that are getting in the way of the leaves. But you can do it. It can be done. Just because Hashem made it that way doesn't mean you can't be better. In fact, we know as Jews that the very fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah of Bris Milah is to teach us that we can combine with Hashem to make us better. As Avraham Avinu was told, Hisalech lefanai v'heyeh tamim. You have the ability to make yourself better. And just like you can fix certain things, even if they're grown that way, so we can grow. We can make ourselves better. As long as we think that we can, and as long as we accept the challenge to make ourselves better, we can make ourselves better. There's a famous, well, maybe not to us, most of us don't know him, but in Eretz Yisrael, there was a famous lawyer. He was eventually elected to the Knesset. His name was Shmuel Tamir. Now, Shmuel Tamir was the lawyer in the famous or infamous case that was written about in perfidy, for those who know about the book. Malkiel Greenwald wrote an expose about a terrible event that ultimately rocked the government and brought it down in the 1950s. This Malkiel Greenwald was defended by Shmuel Tamir, and he, so to speak, won the case. I'm not going to go into the details. It's irrelevant. But Shmuel Tamir became a member of the Knesset. And in the 1970s, when Menachem Begin was the prime minister, there was a terrible economic crisis in the land of Israel. Absolutely terrible economic crisis. It caused tremendous hardship for the inflation rate. I don't know if anybody remembers. It was going in the three digits. The inflation was so unbelievable. In fact, that's when the shekel came about, because the lira was so overcompensated and overvalued that they had to knock it down, because people had to take shopping bags in order to go to the grocery store to buy milk. It was so ridiculous. Anyway, the poverty was terrible, and especially amongst the Frum community, the poverty was terrible. And you know, despite the fact that we are poor, and there are many Frum poor people, nevertheless, they take every blessing that Hashem gives us, and even if it's many children, we still, Baruch Hashem, grow nice-sized families. Shmuel Tamir came up with an idea as a member of Knesset how to solve part of the economic crisis for the Frum community. He figured out that if the Frum people have less children, then the economic crisis will not affect them so much. So he wanted that the Rabbanim should come along, and the Rabbanim should pass, and they should say that it's okay to have an abortion. And if more of the Frum community would have abortions, there'd be less children to feed, and the economic crisis would get better. So he figured out, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to one of the most famous rabbis in Eretz Israel, and if I can get him on board, and I can get him to agree to make abortions legal, then everything will be great. So he went to Rabbi Aryeh Levin, the tzaddik of Yerushalayim, And he wanted Reb Arya Levin to pass a law and to tell the frum people they can make abortions legally, because he knew if Reb Arya Levin would say it's halachically acceptable, everybody would agree. So he comes to Reb Arya Levin. Reb Arya Levin welcomes him like he did everyone. He was beloved by all. And he says, how can I help you? So Shmuel Tamir explains the whole economic thing, and he says to him, Rebbe, I need you to make it halachically acceptable to make abortions. Will you do it? So Rabbi Levin says, I got to tell you, many years ago, a young couple came to me and asked me this exact question. The woman was pregnant, and they were facing some economic difficulties. And they asked me, halachically, can the woman go and have an abortion? I want to tell you what I said to them. I said to them, there are three reasons why you can't make an abortion. Number one, the child is already within you, and it's a life of its own, and it's illegal to take the life of a fetus. Secondly, you people only have one child, and the minimum is one boy, one girl, and you have a girl already, so now you need a son in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Peru Revu, and if this one's a son, you'll fulfill the mitzvah minimally. So that's another reason why you can't make an abortion. Now thirdly, and perhaps most importantly, what if this child makes a difference in the world? What if this child helps the world become a better place? Even if this child only helps his community become a better place, maybe this child will grow up to be someone who can teach others. Maybe he'll be someone who can help support poor people. Maybe he'll be someone who discovers a cure for dread diseases. You'll be depriving the world of a great gift. You can't take away the potential of what this person could do from the world. And so I told them that they can't make an abortion. And so I can't allow it. So Shmuel Tamir says to Rabbi Levin, tell me, even though I heard your psak, tell me, did that child fulfill the expectations you said that child might one day fulfill? And Rabbi Levin said, only you can answer that question, because it was your parents that came to me with that child. We have to ask ourselves, can I fulfill the potential that's within me? I have awesome, awesome potential. I'm here on this world because Hashem wanted me here. I'm here on this world because Hashem gave me life. And even if I was born with limitations, as we all are, I can pick off the berries and I can make it kosher. I can make it better. I can make the world better. I can make myself better. I can grow. I can take the yontif of Sukkos, and I can do things that will demonstrate the holiness of the yontif. When I go to shul on Chol HaMoed, I can wear my yontif clothing. Maybe I won't wear it all day because I want to play ball, but when I go to shul, I'm going to wear the yontif clothing. Because it's yontif on Chol HaMoed also, I'm going to eat special foods to enhance the yontif. I like good foods that I will eat on Chol HaMoed to make the yontif that much better. I'm going to sit in the sukkah whatever I can to enhance the yontif and myself and my family and the Jewish people, because I have tremendous amounts of potential, and I could be that guy who can make the world a better place. Have a great Yom Tov.
We ain't filling her.